And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I'll be here for the next hour playing various mantra-based music, kirtan, and things related to bhakti culture. First track today is going to be by Arun, and also mixed in there some words spoken by Govinda Shakti from a book entitled the Brahma Samhita. If you'd like to give us a call, you can do so at 604-822-2487. We'll be back after the track just to tell you a little bit about what it all means. Listen to CITR Radio in Vancouver.
Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham. ಏಕೋಪ್ಯಸೌ ರಚಯಿತುಂ ಜಗದಂಡ ಕೋಟಿಂ ಯಚ್ಚಕ್ತಿರಸ್ತಿ ಜಗದಂಡ ಚಯಾ ಯದಂ
We're back here on Mantra on CITR Radio in Vancouver. We heard first from Govinda Shakti reciting some verses from Brahma Samhita from the Vedic literature collection. One verse from the Brahma Samhita. All of these, there's a section in that book which verses that end in Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. One such verse, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Ajam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedeshu Dolabam Adolabam Atma Bhaktau Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. This is in the Sanskrit language. And this is the translation. The word bhaj means to offer one's love, to connect through devotion. It's also the root of the word bhakti. So, I offer my devotion to Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is inaccessible to the Vedas, but obtainable by pure unalloyed devotion of the soul, who is without a second, who is not subject to decay, and is without a beginning, whose form is endless, who is the beginning, whose form is endless, who is the beginning, and the eternal Purusha, yet he is a person possessing the beauty of blooming youth. Govinda is another name for Krishna, one of the understood most commonly as one of the avatars, Vishnu. But for one who is connecting with Krishna through devotion, Govinda or Krishna has a special place within the heart and within the understanding of the devotee. He is seen as the supreme personality behind the whole show, behind everything. Just currently listening to another track by Govinda Shakti, the instrumental Sonido Espiritual. In the next set we're going to hear from a few different people, some of whom were at the Tadasana festival, which we were attended last weekend in Santa Monica. I have about 2 hours of interviews from many different people that were part of that festival, and we're going to be putting together, I think next week hopefully will be the first of a special show, and then the week after we may have to do 2 shows. Some amazing musicians, artists, kirtan leaders, yogis, so many diverse groups represented at that festival. One such person was DJ Drez, who I'm going to play next with the track from Jata Beat, which is an amazing compilation of sounds released on Black Swan Records. It's self-described as an exploration through hip-hop and down-tempo with a focus on vibrations from India. This track is entitled Shri, that I'm going to play first. We may also hear another track from the CD entitled Yearning in this set. Also, some sounds from DJ Chebi Sabah, who we also interviewed at Tadasana. Ishq with Ann Shulman from the A-Live release. The word ISHQ, Ishq, it's coming from Arabic tradition. It means love, or more specifically, divine love. There'll be another track as well from that same release by Shulman, but mixed with some words from Radhanath Swami, talking about what it means, what the real meaning of spirituality is. And also a track by Kalpana Prasad will be in there, with Gali Ek Nahi, some wonderful poetry by Mirabai from the CD Samarpan, which, or subtitled Sweetness of Surrender. When I interviewed DJ Shabu Sabah, he was talking a little bit about surrender. A very interesting interview. I look forward to broadcasting it next week. The last the track by Ishkan Shulman I may actually save to the very end of the show, but the other stuff's going to be in this half an hour set. If you'd like to give me a call, you can do so, 604-822-2487. This is DJ Drez with Sri from Jata Beat. You listen to Mantra on CATR Radio in Vancouver.
Yeah. Thank you. of spirituality is not about being a Hindu or a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew or a Jain or a Buddhist or a Sikh or a Zoroastrian or a Sufi. It's about connecting to our essence and awakening love of God. And when that as that love is awakened, natural compassion and love for every living being, who are all our neighbors, is awakened. The particular ritual and form is only as important as it brings us to this goal of surrendering our heart with love. When we clean the ecology of the heart, naturally, we respect and we honor every living being, whoever they may be, and we respect nature because there's inner fulfillment. To give that fulfillment is the need in life, in this world, rather than to take, trying to find it. I had a friend who was an economics professor, and he told me that the basic problem of economics is there's limited resources and every person has unlimited desires. But if our desire is to serve rather than to take, then there's no economic problem. There's enough for everyone. Began to believe that this change that I wanted to find was spiritual. But I didn't want it to be sectarian, because I saw that in the name of spirituality, instead of loving each other, people were hating each other. Instead of developing forgiveness, which is what I find in every religion I was studying, people were holding grudges for generations and generations. Instead of learning to love our neighbor as ourself and every living being as our neighbor, people were hating each other in the name of God. I was starting to realize that religion or spirituality or yoga is something very divine that's meant to heal, meant to transform. But as I was doing my traveling and searching, I found that if you have a humble heart and if you respect other living beings, then the real message purifies you. But if you're too egoistic, then what happens is that message just becomes fuel for your ego. It gives, religion can give absolute dimensions to your hatred and your arrogance. And you could justify anything on the basis of that. Hating and killing and war. The same thing that's meant to heal could exasperate the disease unless we have the right consciousness. So this is one of my first discoveries when I turned to the spiritual path, is how what I was looking for, I was seeing, was having opposite effects unless we really search for the essence.
Listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We heard from a variety of artists in the past set. We heard from DJ Drez, also from DJ Shebi Sabah. A track by Shulman from A-Live with Radhanath Swami talking about his experiences on the spiritual path. And the last track we heard was by Kalpana Prasad, from her release Samarpan. She studied in in India, in New Delhi, and then also in Vancouver, and then released this in 2004, a nice collection of devotional songs. That track was by poetry written by Mirabai, a famous poet from a few centuries ago. The track was entitled Gari Ek Nahi. I couldn't actually find a translation for that poem, but I did find that Mirabai has so many different, like hundreds and hundreds of poems that have been translated. Here's one I'll read, which really sort of explains the mood of one who is fully absorbed in bhakti or devotional yoga. It's entitled, If You Want to Offer Love, Do not mention the name of love, O my simple-minded companion. Strange is the path when you offer your love. Your body is crushed at the first step. If you want to offer love, be prepared to cut off your head and sit on it. Be like the moth, which circles the lamp and offers its body. Be like the deer, which, on hearing the horn, offers its head to the hunter. Be like the partridge, which swallows burning coals in love of the moon. Be like the fish, which yields up its life when separated from the sea. Be like the bee, entrapped in the closing petals of the lotus. Mira's lord is the courtly Giridhar. She says, offer your mind to those lotus feet. This Saturday, I should mention before I forget, at Unity Yoga Tea House, 10th and Commercial Drive in Vancouver, will be a gathering entitled Enchant, which happens every 2 weeks. And if you've never experienced chanting mantras in a group setting, then this is a good opportunity. It's by donation. Non-profit event, Unity Tea House and Yoga Studio, 10th and Commercial Drive in Vancouver. That's at 6 p.m. this Saturday, and you can just kind of drop in. It's very casual, and I will be there along with many other friends that you have yet to meet. Next week is going to be a special show on the Tadasana Festival, which we just attended. We have lots of interviews from the people involved in the festival, and different artists, yogis, musicians. For the yoga community, this is like the beginning of the year, I guess. So there's so many, I guess in every scene, there's the spring, summer festival season. And in terms of the kirtan scene and the yoga scene, there's no shortage of festivals. In Vancouver, of course, we have Kirtan Vancouver is happening in August. And then a week after that, Wanderlust will be happening with many other people coming up for that. MC Yogi will be here. Also, Craig Coland told me when down in Santa Monica that they will be here for that weekend, and so many others. The last track is going to be by Ishq, that's ISHQ, an Arabic word which translates into love or divine love, and Shulman from the release Alive. The track is simply entitled Mother Nature. And within this recording, you're going to hear the mantra, E Mere Guru Dev Kuruna Sindhu Kuruna Ki Jaye. The term Kuruna Sindhu means an ocean of mercy. So, E Mere Guru Dev Kuruna Sindhu Kuruna Ki Jaye. What is this ocean of mercy? the Gurudev, or the Guru is giving. There's a few definitions for the meaning of the Sanskrit word Guru. It means heavy, is one definition. Others define it as they who bring you from the darkness into the light. The idea is that knowledge is a tool that can actually bring you to the light or to enlightenment. This song is acknowledging the guru, or the person who has learned and therefore gives that knowledge, shares that knowledge. And we have so many gurus in our life, and you really think about all of the people that have influenced you in some positive way, that have helped you to come to a point in your life, or helped you through your life, giving you blessings in many different ways that have enabled you to be the person that you are now. It's a very good practice for us to offer our respects and to acknowledge our teachers and our gurus in our life. And it doesn't have to be a person. It can be an animal, a pet. It can be nature. The more that we can cultivate gratitude, the happier that we become. That's the equation. And bhakti is one such tool for us to cultivate gratitude. We'll be back next Thursday, 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. here on CATR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Check out the website mantraradio.co. Here is Ishq and Shulman with Mother Nature. Take care of yourselves. Until next week. Namaste.